Greetings, friends. It is I, Igor, the master's loyal servant. The master wishes me to tell you that when he is conducting his experiments, stitching corpses together and giving them unholy life, he listens to the Sean Geek podcast, which he downloads directly from seanmcginnity.ca.
Igor, don't forget to tell him to download it from seanmcginnity.ca.
The master wishes me to remind you that he downloads the Sean Geek podcast from seanmcginnity.ca, and so should you.
It lives! It lives!
Yes, we're back at work.
I don't remember getting here, but
so do you remember 2 days ago we talked about the I was gone for a week, but you saw that I was only gone for a day.
Yeah, in Acadia.
In Acadia, yes, mm-hmm. I was in Acadia. Yeah, yeah, or maybe it was just an Acadian car. I don't know.
2012. For an Acadian. I don't know why you did that to yourself, but that's okay. They liked it, man.
But last night, after work.
Yeah.
There. The people are just having fun in the factory today. Donnie did not show up to work today.
Donnie did not show his face.
The Metal Lord, his influence is still being felt here. I suspect something happened yesterday.
Do tell.
Hang on. I think I have to... Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
Huh. You know how there was two recordings? I only have one here. So we're going to have to play them when we have. I just got another message from Tony Katane.
Yes. Monsieur Anthony.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I'm not sure who this dude, Donnie Rames Geo, thinks he is.
You got it in the first try.
But this is Tony Katane, Tony Kerr, Tony Fields.
Tootie Fields?
Anthony. He can't keep me down. He can put up his posters of Ann Murray, Burt Cummings. I'll rip them right off the wall.
Nice. That's good. You know, I think there's a saying. I think it's an old warrior proverb. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You ain't never gonna keep me down. You take a whiskey drink. You take a lager drink. I think it was the old warrior poet, Chumbambawa. Something like that. Chumba Wumba. An old warrior poet.
The old warrior poet, Chumba Wumba.
Danny boy.
And then boy, you just, yes.
You get knocked down and you get back up again. You're never going to keep you down. Yeah.
Which makes me want to play this now. I'm not going to play the whole song because we've played it before.
Should I be worried?
I think we're going to get to the part of the song.
In a world.
I can't go that far.
Rule by fear.
No. Anyway, look at young Robert Trujillo.
Nice.
So, he's got... Tony, I don't know what the hell Tony did yesterday. Did you notice the lights flickered on and off?
Yeah, I did.
And now, the Michael Bolton wannabe. I don't think that is Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton was a beautiful man.
This is some kind of
this red, guy looks like.
Is this a red herring, so to speak?
I think it's a red herring. I think he's trying to throw us.
This could be a cog in the machine, so to speak. Because here's the thing. Guy who loves plastic. He doesn't go metal. If he's trying to hide, is it a subtle clue to be Michael Bolton? Like, bolts would never be made of plastic. That's stupid.
No.
Is it a...
Have you ever seen a plastic bolt or it just falls apart?
No. Is it a play on words? Is he trying to trick us? Are we in a game of cat and mouse? Is this some sort of superhero nightmare where we're supposed to be the greatest detectives in the factory? I don't know. All I can say is I'm all out of juice and I could use another juice.
Oh, wait, well, we got to play the...
It's martini time.
What is it going to be today? What are we having today that we
didn't
have yesterday?
We should probably... this is brought to you by Hobgoblin IPA.
Sponsors are welcome if you're in.
We should probably say it like a hobgoblin would, right?
I think you got to do your hobgoblin impression.
I can do a green goblin, but what would a hobgoblin... Oh, no, I can do a hobgoblin.
Peter!
I just have to sound like Mark Hamill, right? Because he's just the hobgoblin in the cartoon.
That's right, yeah.
And probably just... If you're going to do goblin, I mean, Willem Dafoe is just... You can't
the best,
go...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
I thought you were going to go somewhere with it.
I'm trying, but I don't want to be 3 for 3. I think I already was.
Can I get cold beverage?
Can I get cold beverage?
I like the videos where they show like people are like, when I reach into my fridge to get my coffee, you know, my juice for before work, and the beer inside mocks me, and he goes,
"Coward, denying your true self, hiding in the shadows."
That's pretty good.
I'm like, okay, that's. It's true, though. It's true, though. We should all be having a beer before work. And then at work, and then after work.
Yes. No, that's not what I want to hear. No, I want to hear this one. Here we go. This is Halloween-y.
There we go. You got to get to that note.
Let him who hath understanding.
This is the first time we've played this band because
we're not playing the band. We'll just play this intro.
No, I know, but it, because we haven't we're not playing the big beat. Oh, I was gonna wait for the That's okay.
Oh no,
that's okay. It's all good. No, that's all good. We know, everyone knows. If you're here, you should know, and if not, why have you not listened to Iron Maiden at this point? Because...
Now, we would like to play it, but they're actually popular. We're kind of taking a page from an Obscurium podcast. I think that's what it's called. Which is hosted by Hobart D. Rarison and Billy D. Kevin. Two Georgian... people.
Cool.
From the country of Georgia, not the state of Georgia.
Can you name Georgia's most famous Georgian in history? You'd know him if you heard him.
Diamond Dallas Page! Bang!
Okay, I was not ready for that. Wow.
You know, sometimes... I can't do it. That's all I got.
Your camera's on, so the...
The mystique is gone. Yeah.
I'll just give you his name is, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but if you know who Josef Jugasvili is, then it's not the name he went by. It starts with a D.
Oh, wait. Is it Leaping Lanny Poffo?
He's a very famous historical figure, not necessarily a nice one. If you're Googling him, you'll find it right away, even if you spell it wrong, I imagine. Technically Georgian.
Okay, well, who is he? You're going to do an impression of him, aren't you?
I could try. I just don't know how to do his voice because he's old and he's dead. So here, let me do
he's
an
impression.
Here, I'll do an impression of him.
Okay. It's pretty good so far.
Yeah, we're doing great. I don't have any. I really don't know where to start. It's Joseph Stalin. That's who it is.
Oh, okay.
That's the world's probably famous Georgian. Mm-hmm. It's not Russian. He's Georgian, but at that time, what was the difference? Anyway, the more you know, Okay. Anyway, we're going to play a song, and then that just kept happening.
That we just
nobody stopped me.
Nobody stopped you. So I'm looking. Ooh, this is very Halloween-y. So this is a Halloween episode today because we went out last night. We actually left through the dark space in the corner of the plant, which they started shining lights on. So we had to kill some of those lights.
Yeah. Murder them in cold blood.
Yeah.
Cold blood is all you're bleeding. Very nice vocals. Also, what? No, I'm just kidding. I can't say that from the guy who's 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Another lovely day begins. Those simples with greenish skin. So close your eyes and you will find that you've arrived in Frightenstein. Perhaps the Count will find a way. Make his monster work today. For if he solves this monster mania, he can return to Transylvania. So welcome where the sun won't shine, to the castle of Count Frightenstein.
Holy shit, I wasn't prepared. I just got a... Can you entertain the masses?
Yeah.
Something just happened here. Hang on.
Something just happened. Okay. Well, that was very nice. I didn't know that this band had new material. Just played them not long back, and I am very impressed. I can always try to do an Vincent Price impression, but I kind of want to wait for him. He's just digging through the archives. He's working hard.
Where's our employees?
Our employees are working. They're making making plastics.
Oh, there it is.
They should be doing real work. Oh, there he is. Oh, yeah.
Okay, apologize.
He's working hard.
I just got a package from the front office.
Oh, yeah. You ran all the way here.
I had to run from the front office.
Breathe.
Ronnie's not out there. I mean, Donnie.
I know, but just breathe.
Don't Donnie's not out. I thought he was going to catch you. He's not out there. No.
Just breathe.
So this just came in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys see this? Do I got to get closer?
Is that our friend, Mr. Carmine?
Yeah.
Wow, look at him.
It is the...
He looks like a real drummer.
The updated realistic rock drum method by Carmine, Apice. No, it's a piece. It came with, it's got like a floppy records in here.
That's why people want things that are floppy.
So, oh my God, it's got a big poster in here.
Oh, here we go.
Look at this, man.
You never put this on the wall?
Never put this on the wall. Can you see it? Oh no.
I can, but I think, there
look
we go.
Look at this.
Look at him rocking out. Totally not staged.
The drummer on Tonight You Belong to Me.
Is that a porn?
It's the dog shit the dog shit song on the dog shit album, Paul Stanley solo album Kiss. Which will get a lot of flack, I'm sure. I think the Paul Stanley solo album from Kiss is probably my least favorite of the four solo albums.
Okay, there we go.
Often ranked number one or number two.
Really?
In the Kiss hierarchy for solo albums.
So it's already a low bar, and then they're just like, give them the highest of the low bar.
So, you know what? Because we're fucking around, and it's Halloween, and Kiss is one of those Halloween bands. And I know you hate Kiss, so this is why we're doing it.
I know. You always play Lulu when I don't expect it. I'm like, fuck.
You mean this band?
I am the devil. I am the table. You know what? The best part is that they don't put in like Lou Reed's vocals because it's like, and I'm slowly dying over here. And I'm like, what the fuck was the?
This is my album as I'm on my deathbed.
He'll be playing and they'll be like, the guitar is very slow, and then all of a sudden it picks up to like, Metallica's here. And then, what the?
Metallica's here.
Like, it's pretty much that. Like, I am, like, because he's like, I am treading the pace, and it's kind of slow. I am the Rouge. Okay, there's clearly two bands playing here.
Yeah, clearly. Okay, so
he kind of died a year ago, and he's still playing.
He's still playing. Okay. Okay. So we're gonna do a poll.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone's still in the chat,
okay.
You guys are gonna have to pick your favorite Kiss solo album. This isn't metal. This is Halloween. Do you like? Okay, I'm gonna play.
I assume I don't get a vote, but also in my defense, I don't know any of the solo albums.
Okay, so this is the only song. I've got three songs I've upvoted on this album, but I'm going to play the rock and roll off the Peter Criss solo album.
Peter Criss.
Hooked on Rock and Roll.
Okay.
You can see him dragging home his drums. I was
vaccinated on a Victrola needle,
and I'm hooked on
rock and roll.
All right, So that's the Peter Criss song.
It's on the playlist now. I hope you're happy. Technically.
Technically, we played it on the song. All right, so let's go to... Okay, so that song.
Yes.
Okay, so it's in your head?
It's in my head.
Okay, so...
I will never leave.
Okay, so let's go to...
Don't leave me. Oh my God.
It's so hard to feel right here. When I'm traveling around and you're far behind. God, I wish I could see my lady. Girl, I hope you don't mind. Cause I'm so blind, I can't see a thing.
Okay, you got that song is in your head. So that was Ace.
That was Ace. Okay. I got, how many? One more?
There's two other.
Okay, I got that in mind. I already know which one I like better of those two.
Okay. So we're going to go to Gene Simmons.
Hold on. I'm going to take, you know, I didn't know this was happening. Keep you what you're doing. I just have to take this off the playlist because I'm not putting all four of them on there. I'm not going to let I will not. So this, that means that his is not going on there. Because I'm not putting all four of them.
Okay.
I'm ready. Okay. My heart is ready. My body's ready. We're halfway. We got to power through. Okay. I'm ready.
Here's the Gene Simmons one.
Fuck. More money, baby. More. Put my money in
my bucket.
Holy fuck. Well, I hate this one. Oh, fuck. I hate it even more. I want in on this vote. Give me one more chance tonight.
Oh yeah. I'm trying. Oh, there's a Paul McCartney bass line. If I tell you, baby, won't you try just one more chance tonight? Alright, so that was
holy goddamn Christ. Holy
so,
shit!
Okay, so I'm curious what your vote's gonna be. Okay, so yeah, here's the last one.
Voting. Give it to me.
Do it. I'm all out of breath.
Yeah, what's happening?
Okay. You know what? Okay, Mr. Morissette, who is in the fucking chat, who says the Paul Stanley album? What did he say? Is this number one? Okay. Tell me this is your number one favorite Kiss
solo
album.
Who's this
single? Who's this is a single. This is Paul Stanley.
This is Paul Stanley, okay.
Horse shit.
Fuck.
And I must say... Come between us.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
Okay. Control it.
I just want to remind you that Corey said this is one of the best solo albums there is.
Did you pick like the shittiest song on it? Like holy. No, I'm just kidding. So okay, so what are they at? What are we at so far? I know my choice. Okay. I'm just curious.
That's all four now.
Okay, so what are the other people saying? Let's see.
Okay, yeah, let's look at the chat here.
So everyone's saying Ace. Is that what I'm saying?
Let's see. That's the kind of sugar papa. Oh, I should have played that song, Tony. You're right.
What is your take? Because you would have
I can't see anything. I'm crying too much.
Of those four, what would have been your pick? Because your opinion on it might matter more.
Okay, so Corey is saying Ace, is saying Ace, then Paul, then Peter, then 30 feet of shit, then Gene. And Tony agrees with him. All right.
All right, what
did Tony liked my Ace choice. That is probably my favorite song on that album. Agree with Tony. Okay. Gene claimed the Beatles were going to reunite on this record, but they couldn't get the timing right. Totally delusional. Mm-hmm. Completely delusional. Okay, so my votes.
Yes.
Number one album.
Yeah.
Ace.
Okay. All right.
It's that simple.
All right.
You know what? And to go further, entertain the masses. I'll be right back.
Well, here. Well, you're going to miss my... Well, okay.
Oh, no. You're going to say it. Where is it?
All right. My ranking won't matter. I'm not far off. I'll put... You know what? Of those four songs, I'm going to put Chris number one. I like that one. That one was fun.
You're Chris?
I'm going to put Ace second, and then the other two can just go to fucking hell. Honestly, I don't...
Oh, here we go.
The other ones can just fuck right off. They were just not... Ugh. The Ace one was what it was close, but I think I liked
the Peter Chris.
I think it was the Ace one was like it was like he's trying too hard to be like fake hardcore, and Chris's was just like I like rock and roll. Here's a rock song, and it was like that just seemed more authentic, and it was just kind of more fun and easier to listen to.
Okay, so
but Ace's was close.
Now you know I've been a Kiss fan for a long time.
Yeah, nobody's
perfect. Except in the last 20 years.
Yeah, no fair. That's fair. No.
I own a lot of Kiss books.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Kissins.
Yeah, now, Kissins. I also bought the four biographies that each member wrote. Yeah. These are the only two I kept. I don't know if you can see this on the camera or not.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
These are the only two I kept. Why? Because Paul's is a piece of shit. It's a horrible, horrible...
Horrible book?
Yeah, he's the best human being that's ever lived on the planet. And it was at the point... That was the point that I dropped off a Kiss, because Paul Stanley's biography was horrible. Mm-hmm. He is such a condescending human being.
Yeah.
Gene's was like reading a National Enquirer. It took me 20 minutes to read. It was absolutely not that great.
Okay, fair enough.
But the Peter Crisp biography mm-hmm. is poorly written, incredibly entertaining,
okay.
and page-turning.
Cool. I mean, that's what you want, right?
Aces is so-so.
Okay.
But the other Ace one I have, Kiss and Tell.
Kiss and Sell?
Kiss and Tell.
Oh, there's Kiss and Tell.
Kiss and Sell and there's Kiss and Tell. Kiss and Tell was...
I know who wrote Kiss and Sell.
Was a biography and not an autobiography, which is really, really good.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, my vote is Ace, Peter, Gene, and then Paul.
Okay, fair enough.
Gene, because it's absolutely god-awful and crazy and all over the place and has lots of Beatles influence. I do like the Beatles.
Yep.
Is it preposterous and over the top and overwrought? Absolutely. Yeah. But Paul's is...
So safe and boring.
Like Corey Morissette was talking about us playing Steelheart. Yeah, we could play Steelheart or the Paul Stanley solo album. It's about the same. You know.
So we went on this tangent because they have makeup on and it's Halloween, right?
Yeah, that's all. Okay, let's get back to music. Okay. Yeah, so, you pick first.
All right. I was going to say, maybe I should try Vincent Price. I don't have a good one. It's more of...
impression?
It's like a specific character he did. So ooh. It's not really good. It isn't good, but there's a part of it that I think is pretty good, but he like leans into. But... yeah, I don't know. It's not going to be good. But yes, I would like to play the band. The band is called Wraith. Creatures of the Night.
Yes, very good. Yes.
Okay,
Wraith?
Yeah.
Featuring Yo Gotti.
All right, so the band is called Wraith. They got some cool stuff.
Okay, artist. I got it here. I only see one album, Under the Chains. Undo the Chains.
That's the one. So the song we want is called Cloaked in Black. This is just what we're going to need.
This feels very Halloween-y.
We're going to want this. That's
okay.
All.
Cloaked in Black. Okay, we're going.
That's just what we want.
Hit and go.
All right.
Oh! Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of get a little bit of the edge there.
Got a bit of the cream rising to the top.
Not even good. Oh my. So they consider themselves.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Okay, sorry. I cut you off. Or actually, Roddy cut you off. I apologize.
Sorry. Well, I'm not going to interrupt Roddy. The guy's going to kill me. I guess they call themselves a speed band, but the Blackened Speed is how I think they are referring to themselves.
Blackened Speed, okay.
It's kind of speed metal, thrash metal type thing, but I guess there's some black metal influence. I don't listen to a lot of black metal, but I'm kind of trying to...
Have you heard like Burzum?
You mean Burzum?
Oh, sorry. I don't know how to pronounce it. Have you listened to Burzum before?
There's some that I think I've put on and it was so long ago that I haven't differentiated them. So do you actually cuz you use that example? Do you know what Burzum means?
No idea.
It's another Tolkien band. The band doesn't necessarily, they're all Tolkien, but Burzum is the word for darkness in black speech, which is the language of Mordor.
And are you serious?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
Do you know the band Gorgoroth?
Yes. I think we played Gorgoroth.
Gorgoroth is an area in Mordor.
Okay.
It's like one of the
Planes. Yeah.
So things that, you know, happen. We're just like, and I'm aware of this, but I have not delved into that. I think of like, I don't know, what would you call black metal for that? Is Celtic Frost, that's like, they're more like thrash metal, right?
Yeah, they're more thrash.
So I haven't, but I'm broadening my horizon. So I might start popping some in that might be like, they might be bands people are definitely aware of. But for me, I'll be like, hey, this is pretty cool. I've just never given them the right try. And I see that they're playing me off. I'd like to thank the Academy for this for this honor.
Worse is this one.
See, that was the one tangent tonight that actually went somewhere. You know what the worst part is? The piece played this song, and it was like, this song's been played in the store. Fuck, son of a bitch. I should have attacked him.
You should have.
Just gotten fired for.
So I was worried we hadn't played Tawny Katane's song, but we did. That was the first. That's what we opened with.
Yeah, we opened with.
We actually played it. So I want to play. Is this the video? Is this the video? Please, is it the video? All right, I'm just gonna mute this for right now. I'm gonna play it. Hopefully this is right. I'll see the video. Okay, we're going to play a song.
Yeah. Really?
This song.
Welcome to the Basics of Guitar with your host, Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to Basics of Guitar with Yngwie fucking Malmsteen. I am Yngwie fucking Malmsteen, the guitar player for Yngwie fucking Malmsteen. Some people call me guitar prodigy, but I find prodigy to be such a strong word. I prefer living guitar god. Today, I will attempt to be a teacher with you how to play the six string.
Cut!
What?
Cut!
What?
Cut!
What?
Cut, Yngwie, it's about the fucking.
Oh, yes, I cannot help it. Women love the guitar playerings.
No, not that, not that. I mean, referring to yourself as Yngwie fucking Malmsteen.
Okay.
This is a beginner's guitar teaching video. It's for kids. And these kids are probably watching it with their mothers, so.
Okay, kids with mothers, got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Good, great, okay. Let's pick it up from your intro, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready, action.
Welcome, kids with mothers. to Basics of Guitar with Yngwie motherfucking Malmsteen.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I like
that's that. A Fringe play, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Wait, Fringe, where, here?
They play, I missed it.
Sorry, up above.
Yeah, you can actually find some of it on YouTube. It's worth checking out. But that's what I want to play next. I want to play some Yngwie J. fucking Malmsteen.
My favorite Yngwie clip is, I don't eat donuts. And if you look at him and you go, yeah, you do.
Bring the thunder! When he was on that plane.
Yeah. Yngwie, fuck yeah. I prefer Living Guitar God.
What a guy. My God, okay. I got overwhelmed there. Okay, so hopefully this is the right one. If not, then we will readjust. Okay, here we go. Let's go. What'd you think of that, sir?
That was very nice. I mean, Yngwie's he's a good guitarist. He's just, it always hurts when somebody's so full of themselves.
It always hurts when he's talking.
Yeah, well, and if he was like, you know, like as great as he says, it's like, yeah, like that song was sick. Like yeah. he was sick on the guitar.
Yeah. Definitely.
But if you look at someone who doesn't have that holding them back, then like there's a lot of guys who will play that kind of stuff and just not be held back by being a douche. Anyway. That was awesome. Sorry, what was the song called? No, I see it. Never mind.
I'll see the light. And I was going to pick another song, but I wanted you and I, at least, to watch the video because I wanted you to see what kind of a performance.
Yeah.
Not just Yngwie, but the rest of his band. His band, they were good. Like the bass player, the keyboard player, the drummer, like they were doing stuff. The singer.
Yeah, the song, they were, it was like a tight group.
Trying to see what the names.
And if the album had like songs that were all of that caliber, it's like, well, that's.
I'm looking up who are the band members? Jeff Scott Soto, sorry, that's the singer. And so on the second album, he only sang on two songs. On the second Yngwie J. Malmsteen album, he sang on two songs, but he had Jens Johansson. And where's the other guy? Oh, wait, who's the drummer? Oh, he didn't have that drummer on that album. And engineered by Lester Claypool. That's kind of interesting. Is that Les Claypool?
Could be.
And then on the third album... Where's the third album? Trilogy, which was the third album. And on that album, he had... Oh, yeah. Jens Johansson and Anders Johansson. So Jens Johansson on keyboard and Anders Johansson on drums. They're both, like, phenomenally great. Mm. Oh, and they had a different singer on that album? Wow. Jeff Scott Soto didn't last that long at all. The hell, he kept flipping singers all the time.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I mean, if he's in charge, he's gonna just
he's in charge,
he's gonna do his own thing.
So I don't know how Halloween-y that was, but I like sword and sorcery stuff. I kind of thought maybe it was good.
Okay,
but Yngwie is a comic book character in a lot of ways, or
yeah, that is true. Yngwie, I liked the Live Aid, or not Live Aid, they had like the metal version in the 80s, and they were like. You know, they had all these artists, and I think Spinal Tap was there, and they said, like, we've got all the greats here. We got Rob Halford, we got Bruce Dickinson, we got Yngwie J. Malmsteen. They made sure to put the J so that he didn't get... they didn't mix him up with all the other Yngwie Malmsteens. I was like, of course they invited him. Did they actually participate? I'm like, I think so. From the video I saw, it looked like they were singing. What's that song? We're Stars. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, Stars? Oh, yeah.
No, We're Stars.
We're Stars.
It's pretty cool. I like that.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. It was good.
I love
it. It was for a good cause, too.
It's a good cause. It was awesome.
Yeah. Right, whose turn is it now?
It's your turn.
It's my turn. All right. Here's my dilemma. Here's what I'm wondering. I'm going to give you a chance to decide. It's between... Something, I don't know how it'll go over, something original and something dark Halloween-y, or something a little more traditional, a well-known band doing a cover of a classic from a classic band that I myself was very...
Classic metal?
Yeah, classic metal being covered by a very Halloween-y band. And when I heard of it, I said, well, I have to hear this to see it. And I listened and I said, you know what? These guys nailed it. And it is not a, you know what? I'll just say the band that they're covering. It's a Maiden cover, but it is not a, like, it is like a, from the pre-Dickinson era cover.
Oh.
And the band covered it. And I said, I'm going to hear this. And I said, you know what? This was a good I thought it was a really nice cover. Band is well known. But I'll leave it up to you what you think, because they're both Halloween-y in different ways.
Well, you know what? That's one way of playing Iron Maiden on the song without playing Iron Maiden on our show.
I mean, is by doing that?
Yeah.
All right.
Some way around it.
Sure. Let's do it. I would love to hear it again.
Okay.
They're covered by a band we've done before, and a very famous band. It's a cover by Ghost.
Oh.
They cover Phantom of the Opera.
What?
Yeah. Wait till when you hear it, you're going to be, I think you'll be surprised. I was actually, it should be on there, yeah.
Yeah, right there.
All right.
Did this actually off one of their albums, or is this like something
this
else?
This is like some EP they did where they had like some covers. They had like a Phil Collins, Jesus, He Loves Me. They had a few songs.
There's a video for it too. You and I are going to watch a video.
Sure, yeah. I think the video is, yeah, sure, let's do it. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Phantom of the Opera.
All right.
Classic Maiden, even pre Dickinson.
All right.
But I think, I was like, you know what? I was like, okay, the guy, because I'm like, this is a song that goes kind of like,
you know, Ghost is coming here.
What?
Yeah.
When?
They just announced a bunch of, they're about to announce a bunch of Canadian dates.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think we don't have a choice.
Okay, we don't have a choice.
We don't have a choice. Yeah, you know what? I think if we get the Beast involved, the HR,
sure,
from HR, Georgia Lynch, I think she could give us the day off to go see Ghost.
Okay, I like it. All right.
All right, let's play Phantom of the Opera.
Let's do it.
Curtain to fall.
dun 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 dun. Phantom
of the Opera.
You know what? Perfect time to say, because we'll never barely mention it. Let's give some respect for Mr. Blaze Bailey, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, please. You know, I do love the...
The thing is, people like, where do you listen to the metal? Like, they would put on, like, you just get, like, the 80s Bruce albums, and it's like, sure, these are a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want to listen to Iron Maiden. I never listened to it. I'd be like, start at the top. First two, still great albums.
Wait, Blaze Bailey or Paul Di'Anno?
Oh, Paul Di'Anno. What are we talking about?
Blaze Bailey was the replacement for Bruce Dickinson.
Oh, Blaze was there.
Yeah.
Everyone makes mistakes, just so you know.
Well, the Metal Lords never made a mistake.
No, except leaving us.
You know who makes mistakes, though?
Yes, he does. Merci.
You know, the whole factory sound was playing through the entire song.
It worked. It's not metal if you don't have the factory. But could you hear it over the... Jean.
Is it clé cheese? Or your favorite one? Wait. I added a bunch of stuff here. We gotta hear...
We gotta cover up my, like... I said the wrong singer.
There it is. Your favorite one.
Yeah, it is. It's good. Crusty, Dave.
Yeah. I also added this one. This is probably a good one here. Where is it now? Oh, no, I don't think I have it anymore. I get rid of it. Well, that's okay.
Who do you think you're talking to? I don't take orders from anyone.
Okay, we have one more pick, right? This is song number 5. What are we going to... Okay, so what am I going... God damn it, what am I going to end it with?
True.
True?
The pressure's on. True.
No, this the thumb is no. Okay, never mind. I thought you wanted to hear the song True.
No, I don't. After hearing that, I don't. Play me some bass,
Blaze.
Whoever the hell that guy is.
I'm
never going to live that down in my mind. Or in real life.
Okay, I'm going to play this band. I don't know which one. We've got to put a light on. I'm going to have to roll a dice. But this is very Halloween-y.
Okay.
Very Halloween-y. So I'm going to just see which one I'm going to play. Okay. This one sounds good. The band is called Witchcraft. The song is called Ghost House. Ghosts. Ghosts. Happy Halloween, everyone. Trick or treat safely. If Donnie Rames Geo offers you candy, don't take it.
Yeah, never take anything from that guy.
Oh, but I'm going to give it to you in a plastic bag.
Because you know what? Apparently what he might do is he'll say, you know, hey, you got to come over and get some Halloween candy from me. I'm right over here. I'm just far up the hill. You just got to walk. You can go the distance.
You can go the distance.
That's not how the song goes.
Not how it goes. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our show. Please don't play any more of the other crap.
Talk hard.
Just remember to do that. And,
fair enough.
You're miserable because you listen to pop music. You should be listening to metal every fucking day.
Yeah, and I had to listen to snippets of each Kiss member's solo album, and I respect Shush, this. Listen to metal, guys. Don't sell yourself short, and don't listen to Bill Simmons or Paul Stanley solo.
When you wish.
All your dreams will
something
go
something.
To hell.
All right. Ghost House, Witchcraft, good night.
Happy Halloween. It's like a month away.
Oh, wait. The ultimate Halloween guy.
Oh.
Get down. That's who gets down.
Says who gets down.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, I guess I have to play.